The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Thanks for being with me tonight. We have karmic astrologer Marguerite Manning back with us tonight. Marguerite comes to us from the state of Virginia and has been on my show many times before, and she is absolutely amazing, especially when it comes to revealing things that we brought forward from a previous life into this life that keeps us from moving forward. Marguerite just makes it so much easier to correlate past life traumatic events into our current fears and issues that keep us hitting our head against the proverbial wall. And this is just so fascinating. And we're going to be taking some calls tonight from our listeners, and this is always so much fun. So I want you to sit back, relax, kick your feet up, and listen in as we talk about past lives. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Join us for the Ultimate Energy Cruise featuring the phenomenal energy shifter Eric Altman on October 4th. Spend 3 whole days and nights interacting with one of the most powerful energy healers of our lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up today. This is going to be a sold-out event, so don't wait. lawofattractioncruise.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Elliott, Editor-in-Chief of Law of Attraction Magazine. I would love to introduce you to the magazine so you can manifest the life of your dreams. You'll find powerful wisdom, insights, and easy techniques inside every issue of Law of Attraction Magazine. And it's available right now, digitally and on most newsstands. Visit lawofattractionmag.com to purchase your online copy today. That's lawofattractionmag.com.
Law of Attraction Magazine is not associated with Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Okay, we are back. You know, I was checking out the listeners' trends just this week for the radio network, and I was surprised to see that more people are tuning in with their mobile apps instead of the traditional internet methods such as iTunes or podcast directories. It's like there's been a dramatic shift in the way people listen to the shows. So if you're listening through your mobile phone, stay tuned because soon our new Law of Attraction Radio Network mobile app will be on iTunes for you to click on and download to your phone. This is our streaming 24/7 broadcast. And just for those who don't like change, that's okay because we're going to continue with Stitcher.com and TuneIn. And you'll be able to get our own personal shows as well with our own apps. But you will be able to have your friends and family tune in to our new pretty mobile app. It will be on iTunes Radio, so look for it in the next couple weeks. Now, we are less than 60 days out from our Eric Altman cruise from the Port of Los Angeles on October 4th. If you didn't hear my interview with Eric, tune into it. He is just so amazing on how he picks up the energy of other people and figures out their problems within minutes and begins their full energy healing. It's really amazing how it works. If you're having money issues, if you're having relationship issues, if you're having illness or disease, you must come on the cruise because Eric will help you to not only correct these things, but he will help you to understand the emotions that are actually causing these things to occur in your life. You will have an incredible sense of well-being. You will be different from when you came onto the ship. I can promise you this. And how do I know this? Because Eric has zapped me with his energy more than a few times, and he has totally changed my life. You will not be the same. So I want you to go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up today. If you need a payment plan, you can get a six-month interest-free loan from PayPal, and it's far easier than you think to get this credit because it's through GE, not through a bank. So don't be afraid of taking that first step because it will literally, literally change your life. That's lawofattractioncruise.com. Now, last week, I sent out a blast email from Eric and myself, and Eric energized this email. And anyone who reads it and states their intention to receive the healing within it will be amazed. We want this email to go around the world a few times. It's free. It's very effective in helping issues that you are facing right now. I know many people who actually printed out this color email and placed it on other people's desks or popped it into the mail for loved ones. I personally think it's the email and or gift that keeps on giving. It also tells people that you care enough about their well-being, and they are so happy that they received it from you. If you have not received this email and wish to pass it on, send me an email at jules@loaradionetwork.com. And in the subject line, just put Eric Altman email, and we will send this energized email directly to you. This is great fun and an easy way for us to shift the planet from chaos to happiness, one person at a time. Remember, the ripple starts from you, so don't forget to request the email if you have not received it. I am really excited to announce my third hypnotherapy office, and this time it's located in Palm Springs, California. It's at the Palm Springs Healing Center, which is a highly evolved healing center. I mean, the vibrations here are so wonderful. I am just thrilled. I would love to tune into your magnificence and to be able to help you to see your greatness as well. Through hypnotherapy, we are able to have you release your past and jump over that critical mind in which to send those rockets of desires out to the universe without all that baggage that's blocking you from allowing all of life's good to flow to you. So come see me in Palm Springs. I would love to see you. And if you can't come to Southern California, that's okay. We have wonderful hypnotherapy and coaching sessions via Skype. Now, let's get on with tonight's show. Marguerite Manning is a professional astrologer, author, and spiritual life coach who specializes in advancing the universal law of karma through scientific principles of astrology. She's known as a karmic astrologer, which means that she is able to validate the soul's history from the birth chart. She developed this unique astrological concept, and the results have just been too remarkable to ignore. She is the author of the best-selling book, Cosmic Karma, Understanding Your Contract with the Universe, and her latest sequel, Sign Language, Decoding Your Contract with the Universe. You can find out more information about Marguerite Manning at marguerite.manning.com. Welcome, Marguerite, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It's been too long.
It sure has, Jules. It's so great being back on the air with you again. I really, really enjoy being on Law of Attraction. Thanks so much for inviting me back.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. You've got a new book out, don't you? Tell us all about it.
Well, it's kind of like a follow-up to my first book, Cosmic Karma, where Cosmic Karma spoke about, you know, your soul's contract with the universe and how your birth energies, in other words, the energies that you were born under, that you were physically born under on the day you were born, is actually a celestial reflection of the spiritual agenda that your soul was being born into. And those energies in the sky, of course, they reflect our destiny and our potential in this life because they're our contract with how we're going to aim higher and do better than we did in our last life. But I have found that most people don't, of course, on a conscious level, we don't remember our last life. And it's so much more helpful if we get to understand the fears and the challenges and the issues that held us back yesterday so that we can move beyond them today. So that's what Cosmic Karma teaches, you know, my readers, and hopefully brings the person to the astrologer to the table that would like to look backwards rather than just forwards and find out where they came from. Because I believe that's so much an important part of knowing where you're going, is knowing what direction you came from. Now, sign language, the follow-up to that book, where Cosmic Karma spoke to you about the outer planets and how they were your soul's promises, things that your soul had not fulfilled yesterday and it wanted to do today. The sign language speaks to you about how the soul's story, the actual story, and where I find your past in the birth chart is in the stars, the 12 constellations that we move through during the course of a year, and that all the other planets move through, the 12 constellations on the ecliptic, and the ecliptic is our path around the sun, actually the sun's path through the constellations. And at any given moment, every one of the planets are in one of those signs. And at the moment of your birth, the sign each planet occupied tells me a little bit about the backstory of your soul, because the signs are reflecting what went on yesterday with that planet. So if Mars, the planet of action, energy, and desire, and men in our lives, whatever sign that was in at the moment of your birth, will tell me how you actively pursue things and why. What were the physical skills you earned in your last lifetime and why? Venus, on the other hand, will tell me your talents and where you actually think of Venus as above, so below. Venus in the sky is not really a star, but it certainly acts like one from time to time, and that's because what it's doing is it's taking the sun's best light and reflecting it back to us. Well, in the birth chart, that's exactly what Venus personifies, your soul's best stuff from yesterday, what you polished till it shone yesterday, and that's what you're really good at today. So, of course, it's your happiness and your good luck. It's your talent. And each one of these birth influences, from the sun right on down to Pluto and the asteroids, they all were somewhere in the sky at your moment of your birth. When you put every single one of their signs together and the aspects they were making to other planets, that's what I call the soul's backstory. And it's incredibly validating when, especially with my clients, when I do my personal readings, it's very validating to the soul to know that somebody or something is recognizing what went on yesterday so that they can let it go and step into their destiny today, step into the energies they chose for this lifetime. But I always say you can't step into the future until the soul can let go of the past. And that's difficult sometimes, because some of us have had difficult previous lives where we've suppressed quite a bit. And I found out that the most metaphysical people, and you included, Jules, people who in particular are psychic or have these type of energies, have had past lives that forced them to go inward, and that's why they have these incredible gifts today of being able to connect with spirit or to tap into spirit so easily, whether they're mediums, whether they're channels, whether they're psychic. It's because in their previous lifetime they were in a very dark place where that's where they went. And so more than anybody, these people process information on an intuitive and on a subconscious level. But those are the people, too, that many times in this life feel that they want to start addressing that past that they suppress, so they can get stronger and be even more powerful in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marguerite, you really don't say that you are intuitive when you do a reading, but I can't help but get that feeling that you are intuitive, that you can pick up, and you're sensing a whole bunch of stuff about people that just is not necessarily shown in the charts. Would you say that's true?
You know, it's so funny that you say that. I have never called myself an intuitive. Many people ask me that, and I truly believe, and I think you'll understand this, I totally believe it's the chart. But I totally believe that when you're really passionate about your work, no matter what it is, you're intuitive with it. You're at one with it. And I believe that all of us can have that psychic connection to what we do, that intuition about what we do, if in fact we're following our passion. If we're not, I don't believe it's possible. And I think that's what Joseph Campbell and so many other people said when they said follow your bliss. You know, when you're passionate about your work, every astrologer looks at, can do transits, which is when you look at the planets in the sky where they are now, and I take your birth chart and I project what energies you're coming into. I like taking those same birth energies and looking backward. But when people come to me and say, well, you predict my future energies, I always send them to a good friend of mine who has just as much a passion for seeing the future in the chart as I have for seeing the past, because I believe if we're all doing our passion, then everybody's getting our best work. As much as I will do that for my family and friends, I really want people to get someone who's just as passionate about that aspect of the chart as I am about the soul's past. And I think I do see many layers in the chart because I love this work. And I have said to people, you know, I have no desire to be famous, a fleeting desire to be wealthy, and a compelling desire to uncover the past. That's what I just love, diving into a birth chart and finding that soul story. And when I get my clients on the phone, I'll say to them quite often, I'm not yelling at you, I'm yelling at your soul. I say, this is my work is about the soul. I really want to validate the soul and say, yes, this did happen to you yesterday, but guess what? That was yesterday, and yesterday's gone, and now you've got this agenda to live up to today. And if you hold on to that, body and soul together can't live up to that agenda in this lifetime. That's what my passion is
about. Oh, yeah. Well, you are the best. I can remember, and it's been a couple of years ago, but you really showed me about my past. And had I not heard that, what happened in the future would have been so much more difficult to fathom. So it was like it was perfect timing that I got all of this information prior to the traumatic events of my father passing and the reaction. It was just mind-boggling. And there were times when I felt down that I simply reflected back on what you were telling me. And it's like, yeah, I'm seeing this whole thing. I totally understand now what's going on. So you have a very, very powerful effect and a very wonderful gift in which you can bring comfort to people. Instead of them thinking that, wait a minute, am I crazy? Am I really that terrible of a person? What you bring is comfort by knowing that there's other things that are going on.
Well, you're a 12th house son, but you're also a 12th house son in Gemini. And as I mentioned to you before, when I first looked at your chart, that was the thing that, and this is, you had a few of the exact aspects of someone whose last lifetime was so overwhelming. The planet or the birth influence that rules Gemini, and you and I are both Geminis, is Mercury, the planet of the mind and the planet of communication, the planet that's the quickest thing around the sun because it's the planet of, I call it the brain lane. It's the planet of mental energy. And when that planet and the sun are both in the 12th house, it tells me immediately that in your last lifetime, you were forced to suppress your communication. You were forced to suppress your thinking. And as a result, you tapped into spirit at a level that in those days might have even been, you might have even been thought to have had mental issues because you could actually talk to spirit and you could actually think on a very spiritual level. And that in and of itself is overwhelming when you can't, when other people are thinking that, you know, you're crazy because you're actually elevated on it from a mental perspective. So that's usually, and then with a few of the other things going on in your chart with the asteroids, and I think it's incredible that someone like you today too, when I first met you, had a radio show where you were communicating the law of attraction, and here your soul was, and I don't know how long prior to that you started with the radio show, but it was very, very normal for me that your soul would want to start out behind the mic and not out in front.
Yeah, Heidi.
You hear you starting that communication that you promised to do in this lifetime, to be this voice and to have this platform where you would share your spirituality, but your soul was being a little bit cautious behind the microphone because that you felt too vulnerable. You were very vulnerable in your last lifetime.
Yes, and I think that you're correct in that I was holding everything back and I wouldn't really speak anything. And so what I found in this life is that I just let it rip. I just came out and I told everybody what I thought, and it kept on getting me into trouble because I didn't know how to be less confrontive. So it's just fascinating how it all fits together.
Just remember, when you have what you have in your protest, that was a lost voice in your last life. So this lifetime, you promised nobody would shut you up. So you came, like me, you came back as a Gemini, and very few people can.
Yeah, I can. And now I'm speaking around the world. What can I say? And nobody can shut me up.
Exactly. Just try to silence us, Gemini, for this lifetime. It ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. That's true. It's true. This is so much fun. So I know we have a caller on the line, but before we get to her, I do want to ask you, what's going on right now? There's such chaos happening in the world, the economy, wars, fear. Why is that happening? Why did we bring this forward from previous lives? Can you maybe shed some light on this?
Well, I think a lot of it is the natural cyclical way of the planets, too. It's Pluto in Capricorn, Capricorn being the government and the world structure and authority figures, and Pluto is coming in and transforming the who we look at as authority, how we structure ourselves. And I think also from another standpoint, too, we're being asked, as you and I spoke earlier, to go within and to prioritize the things that are important in our life, that are significant. And when we are forced to do that, we can't help but go back to the soul, go back to spirit. When we have less money, when there's fewer material things available to us, there always seems to be on this planet that kind of cyclical force that we come back to, where we're forced to take stock in what we think is important to us, and where we, if we only had two or three choices, what we would choose to keep in our lives. And I believe when this is important, that everyone on this planet should look at in particular their sun, and not just their sun sign, as we all know astrology, but as above, so below. And when I worked with the Edgar Casey Group, and one of the most important things in my first book was that what Edgar Casey said is that, you know, on this planet, we're spiritual beings having a mental experience in a physical world. And in this world, we're expected to have an honorable human life. And for me, as I defined it in Cosmic Karma, an honorable human life is one that the body has worked for and the soul can be proud of. And when we can do those two things together, that brings us, not what, when my clients come to me and they say, what do you want? And they say, I want to be happy. I said, no, I don't believe you want to be happy, because every single day, every one of us are happy, even if it's for 10 minutes. And we're sad, and we're annoyed, and we're sorry, and we're compassionate. Happiness is an emotion that ebbs and flows along with all of the others. There's no way any of us can be happy 24/7. It's impossible on this earthly existence. So what I think all of us are here for, it's what the sun represents in the chart, that honorable human life, the one that the body has worked for and the soul can be proud of. And when we're doing that, we're experiencing joy. And that's very different. Joy is what you feel the day your child is born. Joy is what you feel the day your book is published, or you paint this beautiful painting, or you put on this wonderful radio show. It's creative self-expression. It's physically creating something on this planet that your soul is proud of. And that's why I take offense if people say, oh, you can't be rich and you can't have material things. That's exactly what we're supposed to do on this planet. We're supposed to create physically. We're supposed to manifest in a way that's honorable, noble, and with compassion for all, and share what we generate and what we manifest. We're not supposed to be ashamed and guilt-ridden of our material possessions and the things we've created, unless, of course, we haven't done it honorably. Then, of course, we should be ashamed. But this is what this life is about. And Edgar Casey believed that, and this sounds, to some people, it might sound crazy, but that there were other existences and other realms on other planets. On Jupiter, for instance, it would be all about the knowledge. That's what Jupiter represents in the chart. On Mercury, it's all about the knowledge. On Neptune, it's all about the spirituality. On Venus, it's all about the love. On this planet, it's all about, on Earth, it's all about our physical existence. So on this planet, that's what we must do honorably. We must have physical relationships. We must create things physical. We must be physical human beings, but in an honorable, joyful way, where we're contributing to the planet. Not And then again, we must look at other people who are not doing what we think we should be doing. And while we should judge and have judgments about it, we should never condemn. We should, when people say, oh, I don't want to judge, the point is we should have discrimination. We should have a set of guiding principles that we live by. We shouldn't force them on others. But we should live, we all should have a guiding set of principles that we do live by, and that's how we should create and manifest. And that's how what goes around comes around. And I think that's what the sun represents in the chart. It represents where you promised to apply the energy, your soul. The soul, the sun is the most brilliant thing in the universe at the moment of our birth and this planet. And that's where we have a contract with the universe to be a star. Maybe, as I say, not necessarily a star that sits on Oprah's couch because she's not even around anymore, but a star nonetheless where people revolve around you for your heat, for your light, for your warmth. And that's where, when we are doing the heavy lifting of that part of the chart, wherever that house is, like in your case, in the 12th house, that's the house of the eternal soul. That's the house of the emotional, the mental part of us that is below the physical surface and above it. It's anything but the physical. So when you're here in this lifetime, you're here to communicate with others about that area of life in an honorable human way. When you're doing the heavy lifting of that house, then you're going to be the star you set out to be. Then you're going to create and manifest in a very physical way. And that's nothing to be ashamed of because you're living up to your sun house. You're bringing joy to yourself. You're bringing joy to others, and you're being a star. And that's what you signed up for. I think we have to get back to the belief that we are here to shine. And that's our purpose. And because when we shine, we're not only feeling great joy, but we're bringing it to others. And shining, part of shining is creative self-expression. It's being creative and contributing to this planet in a physical, creative way.
I don't think that we would be as creative if everything was going so smoothly and wonderfully. It's kind of like the planet is in a little bit of chaos, that it's forcing us to empower ourselves in which to create something that we do want to live in.
Absolutely, Jules. You know, the growth never occurs in our comfort zone.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Whenever, it's only when we get a little scared, we don't know what's coming, that we give it our best, that when we venture out of our comfort zone, we get excited, great things happen to us. And I'm always reminded of one of my favorite Shakespeare quotes, which is, to be thus is nothing but to be safely thus. So we can be safe in our comfort zone, or we can go outside of it and achieve great things. Greatness never occurs in our comfort zone because growth can't. We're too comfortable. We don't grow where we're comfortable. We grow when we have people disputing the passage with us, challenging us, provoking us. That's when we grow. And those are all the things that you were just talking about that may feel like chaos because it doesn't feel comfortable.
Right. So this is the perfect time for us all to grow and to actually create something so magnificent, just not only for ourselves, but for the entire world. We're in a huge shift right now, and it's absolutely fabulous.
I so agree. I couldn't agree more, and I think that people are realizing that there is something that, you know, they can't be relying on everyone else for their happiness. They have to come back to what it is that brings. I always say to people, what brings you passion? What is it that you could be doing that you would have to be called three times for dinner? That's what you know, what you love doing. And we've made so many excuses, or we've created lifestyles that we feel could never support what we love doing. And that's kind of the backward way. If we can find what we love doing and not necessarily feel that, okay, we've got to make a living at this, and we just embrace it, acknowledged it and started feeding into it, the universe would rearrange itself so that we were making a living at it eventually, but we kind of cut off that possibility by making that decision ourselves.
Oh, so true. Oh, yeah, beautifully said. Oh, that's wonderful. I now understand what's going on.
Well, and you know yourself, as it was for me, that can be very scary, going down a different road. But it's always when we're taking the road less traveled. And every single one of these birth influences at the moment of our birth means something different. But it's always, and that's what my second book sign language is about, and I'd like people to make sure that they read what I say about the planet before they read, flip to what sign that planet is in for them, because when they understand why, how the ancients looked at the sky above and the spiritual way they, the spiritual sense they gave each one of these birth influences, and based on how it operated, its modus operandi above, that's exactly what they believe it reflected at the moment of our birth in us as potential. For instance, Uranus, the planet of change and originality, that, unlike any other planet in our solar system, rotates on its side and spins in an opposite direction. So wherever Uranus is in your birth chart tells me where you have the ability to do the same thing, where you have the ability to go against the tide, take the road less traveled. I call it your freak flag. But if you fly your freak flag, then you are going to be different than everybody else. You're going to be doing something that nobody else has tried. And again, you're outside your comfort zone, but you are. That's where you have the ability to change society. It's where you have the ability to make people sit up and take notice, because you've dared to be different. You've dared to not go with the masses. And what I find very comforting is that every single one of us have that ability, but very few of us will tap into it because it's not the norm. We all feel more comfortable when we're part of the masses. But we can't change this society unless we stand out of it.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. Let's take a call from
sure.
Trudy. Trudy, are you there?
I'm here, and actually it's Belle. That's my 12th house Cancer that will never forgive my mother for my given name. But actually, it's kind of funny because I'm actually calling about somebody who just walked through the door, so it's kind of, because I didn't think she was going to make it home in time. Hi, Marguerite. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Who's the lady that, or the person that we're going to talk about tonight?
We're going to talk about my brother's girlfriend, and I'm going to find out all about her, and then I'm going to tell my brother everything.
Oh, my goodness. Is right. Can I have her name and her birth information?
You can have her name and her birth information. Her name is Linda.
And what date was she born, Belle?
July 8th,
1957. 67 or 57?
5-7.
Okay. Time?
9:32 a.m.
City?
LaGrange, Illinois.
L-A-G-R-A-N-G-E.
Yes. It's two words, L-A and then G-R-A-N-G-E. It's Cook County, if that helps you.
Okay. Okay, let me see if we can get the juicy backstory on her.
Yeah, let's do that.
Jules and I can be bought, you know?
So. Yeah.
Just saying. Okay.
Well, you know, hey, I'm the big sister. I got to look out for him. So I have pretty much told him that we're keeping her regardless. So it's all good.
Well, what Jules and I like to do is, you know, Jules is such a wonderful psychic medium and a psychic influence here. I should say psychic spirit. What I'm going to do is tell you what I see and tell Linda about what I see about her soul path in this little mini session. And these are the type of group sessions that I plan on doing for people that want to be in one place and have three or four people in the house with them, where we're just doing 12th house more in-depth analysis to get a feel for where the soul came from before. Now, Linda, I want to tell you something. When you come into this incarnation, as you did, you came into this incarnation with 2-degree Leo and 57 minutes on your 12th house. Now, most people would think that, okay, there's 12 signs that the planets and the sun drift through on this ecliptic, so there's a 1 in 12 chance that that a sign will show up on the 12th house. That's not true in my findings. Some signs show up more frequently than others, but one of the least common signs on the 12th is Leo. And I am convinced it's because Leo is the sign of kings and queens, and Leo is the sign of people who were important or well-known in yesterday at a previous time. And obviously everybody isn't well-known yesterday. So when I see Leo on the 12th, it tells me that right off the bat, this is a lost prominence. A lifetime, yesterday's lifetime, is one of lost authority or lost prominence. And the soul in this lifetime now is a little bit squeamish about getting out there into the spotlight. Your soul's previous existence was one of great personal distinction and really creative brilliance, what Jules and I were talking about earlier, Linda. and some kind of courageous leadership in your last lifetime. I think you, with the sun, which deposes Leo in your 11th, you came from a very powerful family in your last lifetime. And you were brilliant and accomplished in this past incarnation, but some type of humiliating, all I can call it, Linda, is a fall from grace, left your self-esteem so bruised that you had no choice but to bury your ego. As a result, your ability to dominate so completely and really govern very effectively in this lifetime is very well concealed, and it's not obvious to others until it's tested. This past left you, Linda, with such an aversion to being responsible for others that you actually prefer working alone, independently, or in a secluded setting. You're deeply affected by your father and any other type of authority figure. Your own power in this lifetime usually involves, or it should, healing, confinement, or even the unconscious past, kind of something like what I do. You're often the power behind the throne, Linda, and it's often your best kept secret. Now, here's the thing. You can unconsciously avoid the position of leadership and authority, and even parenthood, by relying on your partner for income, suppressing your own creativity, or even maybe when you were younger, too, on attracting unhealthy romances. And here's the thing for you, Linda. To get the applause, you have to get into the spotlight. You can't do it from behind the scenes, and you're incredibly creative. And my feeling is that there's nobody better than you. You should. I really believe that you came from a very, very powerful family, and something happened to one of your children in your last lifetime that either you, I just haven't done an in-depth analysis, that you took the fall for, or somebody made you feel very guilty about in that lifetime. And in particular, some man was involved. And it might have been a child that was kind of an heir to some kind of authority or to moving up. And I don't know if that resonates with you on any level. But I'm here to tell you that in this lifetime, I think the child was taken away from you in that particular lifetime. And you might have yourself in that lifetime been removed from your family and felt very, very almost as if you were, I want to say, raised in an orphanage in some way. I have a feeling, and this is what I'm thinking, that you were a child born in a lifetime to a set of parents, and you might have even been a twin, and the brother or the something happened to the other child, and you were sent away because you being a girl, it wasn't your father, I want to say, your father didn't want the daughter, your father wanted the son. And this was something in the way of feeling self-worth and self-respect and feeling good about yourself that has plagued you all that last lifetime. And yet you knew how you were connected to this very powerful family. And the reason I'm seeing this, Linda, is you were someone whose personal distinction and kind of individual attention was undermined by not being recognized. This was a life defined by few reliable friends, numerous jealousies, and dependency on the charitable donations of others. In some respect, I truly believe that you were sent away to be cared for by others when you had this powerful family that you were connected to. So you were either born out of wedlock or your father sent you away because you were not right. There was something about you and I really, with that Mercury connected you, it had to do with another child. And I really believe that in this lifetime, this feeling of family, you always feel like you're on the outside looking in. And this is so not what you're about in this lifetime. You have superior abilities to be intimate, and you're here in this lifetime to give others a soft place to fall, a place to belong to. You'd make a wonderful teacher. You could start a nonprofit organization and start doing something that you truly believed in particular with mothers or children. You're a very, very powerful influence in making others feel at home and feel like they're connected. And this is something that you really should pursue. If you don't have your own group of people that meet every week or a group that. And I don't want you to get lost in a group either. That would be easy for you to do. You're supposed to be part of the group only because eventually, Linda, you're supposed to leave the group. I hope some of this resonates with you.
Well, I will say, as being on the outside looking in, you know, being someone who knows her, you nailed so many things that are just incredible.
Thank you, Belle. Jules, are you picking up anything for Linda?
Yes, I am. I would love to hear her voice.
Sometimes, yes. Can she speak into the phone, Bill?
Hi.
Hi. Are you a bit shy?
No, I'm not a shy person.
You're in this relationship with her brother.
Yes, I am.
And is he the dominant one in the relationship?
Is he?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Linda, I was asking you about your relationship with the love that you have currently.
No, I don't feel that at all.
Is that an equal relationship, or is it that you are feeling a little bit of lack, that you're not being supported or maybe not understood completely?
No, I can honestly say no. I don't.
What's interesting about what you're asking, Jules, is that is that the type of person in the past that you've attracted, Linda?
Is he the kind of person?
No. What Jules just described, is that the kind of person in the past that you might have attracted? Someone who was, who did not give you your opportunity to shine?
Oh, yeah. I can say my ex did not do that.
See, that's what you're picking up, Jules. It's very incredible, is that that's a history of this soul that she wanted to overcome in this lifetime, is not to pick somebody that would push her back into the 12th house. And that's exactly.
And how long have you been with Belle's brother? Is it like 6 months?
About 4 months.
4 months? Yeah, I was getting six or under. Interesting. And how is that relationship going for you? You like it? You think there's promise to it? You're having
I like
a good
it.
Time?
Yep, having a good time.
Okay.
Because he lets me be me. That's the thing that I like the most.
Okay. Well, what I'm understanding and what I'm seeing is that further on down the road, as we're learning from our partners and everything, probably one of the biggest things that you will need to understand is that Belle's brother, was not placed on this earth to make you happy.
Yeah.
Rather, it's up to you to make yourself happy. So irregardless of what he does, it is, he's going to serve more as a mirror to you so that you can see more about your inner self. And so it's like a time of awakening for you. You'll be able to see through him the issues that are truly affecting you. So it's really a learning time, and this is a good relationship for you to learn by.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree
with you.
That's incredible. What Jules is seeing, what she's picking up from a psychic perspective, Linda, those planets are all very exactly placed like that in your chart. You have quite a few planets in your 12th, and Mars is in there, which is men. That's the planet of the important men in your life. It's in Leo, which is a very dominant sign. So when Jules is saying, are you picking, is this man dominant in your life? This has been your pattern in your past life. And I think it was because of what I explained about your past life. You were from a very dominant and powerful family. And as a result, you would suppress who you were for the people in your life. And you promised to change that this time. And what I just heard Jules picking up, is that the romances in this lifetime were going to come to you. They were going to be dominant men. And were you going to, and, you know, all of us are in progress, but before this life is over, you promised not to give up for romance, not to get lost in romance, not to give up who you were for the romances in your life.
Hmm.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. I can absolutely see that.
Well, so does Jules. It's amazing. It's amazing how that, and that's what I say to people all the time. I have a very talented soul like Jules is picking up psychically, and I'm looking at the science. Here we are, science and spirit. All roads lead to Rome. I'm doing it from a scientific perspective, and she's doing it from a spiritual perspective, and we're getting skinny on you. So that's what's really interesting.
Yeah.
And Belle's going to keep you.
That's what she says.
That's good. That's good to have such a supportive sister. Is there hope for marriage?
Oh, I don't know. I'm, you know, there is a bit of an age difference. And I was married for, you know, 30-some years, 33 years. So Larry's never been married. I don't know about a marriage. I mean, you know, as far as and I don't know if I'm looking for marriage. It's more as just a soulmate life partner, you know, kind of thing. You know, to me, it's not about a piece of paper.
That's good. That's good. It means that you're evolving, because it's really not. It's more about you this time around. And that's what's so good. That's what's really, you're on track.
That's great.
And I am. I had a very dominant, but very, very domineering family, and still do. I mean, you know, they're still there.
When you listen to the recording, you'll see why you came from one. And let me tell you, with Pisces on your 12th, with Pisces on your 7th house, your relationship, your significant others, Neptune, the planet of the soul, the planet of karma, the planet of spirit rules that. So here's something for you to know. Good, bad, or fattening. Every single lover or person, partner you attract in this lifetime is karmic. It's karmic.
Yeah.
So the good ones are here to support you. The bad ones are here for you to move beyond because you knew them yesterday. And unfortunately, with this setup, you're going to run into people and say, oh, my God, your souls are going to say, oh, my God, it's been 2,000 years since we've seen each other. Where have you been? And then 2 years later, you'll know why you haven't seen them in 2,000 years. And those are the ones you don't know. But then there are others that you want to keep around forever, and you'll know why. They were the good ones.
Yes.
And so just know that every one of them that you draw to you, it was for a reason. You wanted to grow from what you were afraid to address yesterday.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's I totally agree with that.
Very cool.
Thank you so much, Linda and Belle.
Thank you.
Now tell Belle to come back on the line because
we
need to talk to Belle.
Okay, Belle's on the line.
Okay.
Belle.
Yes, ma'am.
Give Marguerite your information. And while Marguerite is looking that up, we're going to go to a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
The power of the I Am is yours at LOAAffirmations.com, bringing you the very best in audio affirmations programs and introducing our newest title, I Am Happy, Healthy, and Wealthy. All of the LOAAffirmations.com programs are MP3 instant downloads and come with multiple audio and subliminal tracks. Order yours today at LOAAffirmations.com.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
This is interesting about you, Belle, with cancer on your, and this is Linda's sun sign, so that might be the connection,
uh-huh.
But with cancer on your 12th and 29 degree cancer, and you're arising, Leo, you may very well have been somebody in that in her family I would have to do in that last lifetime. But And it's quite possible, I don't know if you feel that way or she feels that way about you, but you might have even been somebody as close as a mother or a sister, because this is clearly lost family. In your last lifetime, you, and I'm looking at where, you know, the moon is in your chart, in your 11th house, you had to give up somebody very, very close to you in your last lifetime.
Right.
And I
think
it was a child. I really do believe it was a child. And that, there's no way around that. And so this lifetime, you're going to be constantly plagued with challenges and issues where you're trying to figure out whether your biological family, and they're never going to make you happy, Belle, because that's not what you're here to learn. You're here to learn that whether they accept you, whether they don't, whether you get along with them, whether you're not, it's not about that. The big picture is you're here to be a mother or a nurturer to the world, to a larger family than the one you came into. You're here to realize that you can move beyond being ignored, neglected, or even dismissed by your family and still be the mother, be the nurturer that you signed up to be. If you have great relationships with them, wonderful. If you don't, it's not supposed to debilitate you to the point where you get lost. And you're not here to take care of them. You're not here to be their parents. You're not here to mother your family. I've often found with people that have cancer on the 12th, their relationships in this lifetime are too extreme. They either have no relationship with their immediate family or they're a doormat. And that's because what they're here in this lifetime to learn is that though that's not supposed to be who they're nurturing in this lifetime. Their nurturing is on a much broader scale. Now, what's really interesting is you have your moon in the same house that Linda has her son. So you're here to nurture that 11th house is society. It's the populace. It's not so much the outside world of the 10th houses, but it's those group workshops. It's the larger, it's the bigger picture. You're here to be a teacher in a sense where you're nurturing You're giving people a soft place to fall. You're really bringing them in. You have the moon in Cancer. She has the sun in Cancer. The two of you would really, together, especially with an 11th house moon and an 11th house sun, you could both put together some kind of wonderful nonprofit. But it would have to be something where you felt was really, both of you, was nurturing a faction of the society that you feel needs it.
I have a good idea. I know what that is. It's actually my brother's pretty convinced we're both nuts, but it's okay.
Okay, then open up a mental institution.
Well, you know, there's that. No, actually, she's, and Marguerite, you know enough of my history where, you know, when you mentioned the lost family, because I was estranged from my family for years, and it's either a love relationship or a doormat. I don't have that, or I hate. I have, you know, there are certain members no longer that I will be the doormat for, might be a better way to put it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know what goes on, and I don't know about your family or your relationships with your family. Mm-hmm. Looking at your 12th house, all that I can tell you is that if you ever feel that and you try to appease your family, it will go to those extremes. It can't be about getting recognition from your family now. It just can't be. It has to be about whatever those relationships are, they are. And you've got to be who you are, but that's not who you're supposed to take care of. And this setup that you have a need to take care of your family.
Yeah, and there has been that. You know, now it's actually a little bit the other way around. My little brother tends to take more care of me than I do of anybody else. But it's you know, it's been interesting because it has been, you know, through, you know, you read the 12th house for me years ago, and I've seen it play out, and I've seen where it's taken me 47 years to undo some of it, to be really frank about it, you know,
what
to
are
not
you getting,
be that Joel? Person that they step on me.
I think that she is trying to make up for lost time, and she's nurturing those around her. She's very protective. She's kind of like the mother. But I think she has, for some reason, I keep on getting like, you have a major question about you. And it's like, what is that question? What is that question?
You know, honestly, no, I was actually kind of laughing because I was pretty sure Marguerite must have telepathically heard the tantrum I had last night, though, about what I'm doing for a living. It was because she was kind of hitting, you need to do this. And it's like, yeah, but I don't want to because it's not working out very well for me these days. So realistically, you know, I mean, I have the same questions everybody does. You know, when is Mr. Perfect going to show up? Well, he's going to show up in divine timing. I'm not, you know, it's really, I'm kind of in a good place, probably for the first time in a long time.
That's not what Jules asked you. Jules asked you, what do you want to know?
I honestly don't know at this point what I want to know.
But last night you were trying to figure out what you want to do.
No, last night I was just feeling very defeated is a better word. You know, I've been doing the same thing for a very long time. And, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And I have been struggling to make a living doing what I love. And it's what it is. It's a struggle. And I've kind of hit that point where it's either going to get better now. So if you can tell me it's going to get better, we're good. Or I'm going to figure something different out.
It will get better when you release the fact that it's not making money.
You're so right. You're so right.
And so you are the block because all you can see about it is that it's not making the money that you wish it to make. So when you stop focusing on that and keep on focusing on doing what you love, regardless if there's money or not, that's when it will start flowing to you. And you're on the brink of it. But I think you're stopping it by not monitoring your thoughts. I think you need to flip that switch when you start having those fears come up to say, where's the money, honey? And you need to flip it off and just say, you know what? I'm going to keep on going because it just feels so doggone good. I love what I'm doing. That's when the universe is going to send it to you.
You're so right. And you know what, Bill? And I don't want you to answer me on this because I don't want you having any kind of documentation out there of what your answer is, because this is about Sam. So I don't want you to answer me. I just want you to hear me. This might be uncomfortable, but you will succeed, and you will find what you want to do when your family is not involved in it. You get this cancer on it. You cannot care what they think. You cannot care what they say. And I tell most people, and I'm not going to say it to you, but I'm going to say it to you this way. I tell most people with cancer on the 12th to move away from their family. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that to you. What I'm going to say, if you can intellectually move away from what they expect of you, what they see you as, or how they can get under your skin, and I'm not knocking them, because 98% of that is you allowing that to happen. It's not them.
Right.
So, and it's only, you're only allowing it because of what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because you didn't have a family, and you so desperately want one now. So you can still have a family, or you can have all those wonderful things. You can appease this family you have now and think that that's what will make it happen that didn't happen yesterday, or you can go out and do what you want to do and be so joyful you attract your family to you. So don't comment on that, because I don't want you to feel like you have to defend anybody. It's not about defending anybody. I just want you to hear that. It's about you intellectually removing them out of the equation.
Right on.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
That is brilliant. You're right on, Marguerite.
So are you. It's exactly what you said. You may think, and you may be whistling past the graveyard right now, believing that everything's fine and you're following your heart's desire. But Jules is right. You're not. And I think a large part of that to do is that you feel, I have my family now, so all's right with the world. And it will be. It will be for about 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay?
Good one.
You can't sacrifice your genius for family security, because you end up with neither. Mm.
Right.
Okay, so just think about that.
I'm definitely hearing you. I'm being good and not commenting.
Good. That's why I don't want you to comment. Okay.
Okay, Belle. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much, Belle.
You're welcome. Well, that was fun. That was fun.
It always is with you, Jules. It really always is.
If you don't have the minute or the time of birth, it's not as strong.
Well, it's not that it's not as strong, but you think of this. If I'm taking a picture of the sky of the exact moment that you were born, this Earth spins on its axis. So as it tilts, there's a certain, the 30 degree sky right above the eastern horizon is the 12th house. Every 2 minutes, a different sign picks up 1 degree on that degree of sky. And that's what Edgar Casey calls the soul's portal. That's where the soul comes into this incarnation. So I have to know what sign is coming in through in order for me to look where it came from. It's like looking at a map and saying, okay, if I can see where it is now, but I want to know where it came from. And I'm not getting the area of the sky. If I don't know the time, I'm not getting the area of the sky that shows the contrails, where it came from. So that's what, by giving the exact, the date tells me where the constellations were in the sky, and the place of birth tells me what part of the globe to look at, but now I've got to take a picture of the sky directly above that, and in order to do that, I have to know the exact tilt of the Earth's axis, and that's the time of day.
Wow. Great information. Marguerite Manning, this is fantastic. I love doing the show with you. For more information or to get a reading or to buy her fabulous books, go to marguerite.manning.com. I'm going to spell that for you. It's Marguerite Manning.com. And just check out her site. She's got so much valuable information. And besides that, if you haven't gone to her Facebook page, you've got to friend her, because she makes me laugh. She puts out the funniest jokes on the site, and it's like, oh my God, that is too good to be true.
That's only because you're a Gemini too. So.
I laugh so hard when I see it on my Facebook. Your jokes, they're just beautiful. So anyway, Marguerite, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You truly are my soul sister, Jules, and I love working with you. Anytime, you just give me a shout and I'm there.
All right, my dear. Thank you to all my wonderful listeners and to everyone who's tuned in tonight. Go see Marguerite Manning, and we'll be here next week with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Have a good one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.